This is a recast of the 4,700-word piece, PyTorch, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
Today, we're diving into the world of PyTorch, an open-source library for machine learning and neural networks developed by Facebook. PyTorch has become one of the preferred options for researchers and developers in the field of artificial intelligence and machine learning. We'll be taking a closer look at what PyTorch is, why it's important, and how it's influencing the world of AI and ML.
Let's explain what PyTorch actually is. PyTorch is a Python-based library that was developed to simplify the creation of AI models and neural networks. It was first released in 2016 and has since gained a rapidly growing user base and community. One of the standout features of PyTorch is its ability to create dynamic computation graphs, which sets it apart from other frameworks like TensorFlow.
Essentially, PyTorch allows developers to define and train their models in a flexible and intuitive way. It's similar to writing Python code, which makes it particularly accessible for many developers. PyTorch also supports a wide range of applications, from image processing and natural language processing to reinforcement learning and more.
The significance of PyTorch in the field of AI and machine learning cannot be overstated. This library has greatly accelerated the development and progress of AI models and has numerous advantages that make it a popular choice for researchers, developers, and companies.
In the next sections, we'll delve deeper into the various aspects of PyTorch, from its history and development to its practical application in building neural networks and handling data. We'll also take a look at the future of PyTorch and how this library will shape the future of artificial intelligence.
Let's start by discussing some key points about PyTorch. First off, PyTorch offers flexibility in defining and customizing models, which is crucial when exploring new ideas and approaches in machine learning. It also has strong GPU support, allowing for fast execution of complex models and large datasets.
Another advantage of PyTorch is its extensive library and pre-trained models. PyTorch provides a variety of libraries and pre-trained models that make it easier for developers to get started and accelerate the development of AI applications. Additionally, PyTorch has an active community and ecosystem, constantly improving the library and providing a wealth of resources for learners.
The user-friendliness of PyTorch makes it ideal for researchers and developers at various experience levels. Both beginners and experts can benefit from using PyTorch. The library's ease of use and flexibility have contributed to its popularity and widespread adoption in the AI community.
Now let's take a look at the history and development of PyTorch. The story of PyTorch begins in the labs of Facebook AI Research, FAIR. It was initially developed in 2016 by researchers Adam Pashk, Sam Gross, Sumith Chintala, Gregory Chan, and Edward Yang. Originally designed as a research project, PyTorch aimed to better fulfill the needs of AI and ML scientists.
One revolutionary idea behind PyTorch was the introduction of a dynamic computation graph. Unlike other frameworks that use static computation graphs, PyTorch allows for graph changes at runtime. This provided researchers with greater flexibility for experimentation and developing new models. The decision to release PyTorch as open-source software further propelled its development and adoption.
The development of PyTorch has been dynamic over the years, reaching significant milestones along the way. In January 2017, the first official version, PyTorch 0.1, was released, laying the foundation for future developments. In October 2018, PyTorch 1.0 introduced substantial improvements in performance and stability, including the just-in-time JIT compiler for model optimization.
In November 2019, PyTorch 1.3 introduced eager execution, allowing developers to execute computations in PyTorch directly without waiting for compilation. This significantly improved user friendliness. PyTorch 1.6, released in August 2020, introduced TorchScript, a way to convert PyTorch models into lightweight executable forms crucial for model deployment.
In November 2020, PyTorch 1.7 enhanced interoperability with other deep learning frameworks through seamless integration with the Open Neural Network Exchange, ONNX. These milestones highlight the continuous development and improvement of PyTorch as it evolves to meet the needs of the AI community.
PyTorch quickly gained popularity and became one of the most widely used frameworks in the AI community. This is due to its research friendliness, vibrant community, support from industry giants like Facebook, Microsoft, and Uber, and numerous success stories from companies and research institutions that have successfully implemented PyTorch.
Now let's discuss some of the core features that make PyTorch a preferred framework for AI and ML developers and researchers. One standout feature is its dynamic computation graph. Unlike static computation graphs used by other frameworks, PyTorch allows for the creation of computation graphs at runtime. This flexibility is particularly useful for researchers who want to experiment with new models and ideas without rewriting their entire code base.
Another key feature of PyTorch is its strong support for GPU acceleration. PyTorch seamlessly integrates with GPUs, enabling the processing of large datasets and complex models at high speeds. This makes PyTorch a powerful tool for machine learning and neural network tasks.
Additionally, PyTorch offers an extensive library and pre-trained models that make development easier for developers. These libraries cover various application areas, including image processing, natural language processing, computer vision, and more. Pre-trained models allow developers to access pre-trained networks and fine-tune them for specific tasks, saving time and resources.
PyTorch's active community and ecosystem play a crucial role in its success and adoption. Developers and researchers from around the world contribute to the advancement of PyTorch by creating extensions, libraries, and tutorials. This rich ecosystem promotes the spread of PyTorch and supports the developer community.
The flexibility and user-friendliness of PyTorch are additional advantages. Developers can define and customize models in an intuitive way, with code that resembles writing Python code. PyTorch also provides a range of tools for visualization and debugging, making model development and debugging easier.
Now that we've covered the main aspects of PyTorch, let's discuss getting started with PyTorch. If you're new to PyTorch, it's helpful to understand some basic steps and concepts. We'll explore installation and setup, basic concepts and terminology, writing your first PyTorch code, and common pitfalls for beginners.
To work with PyTorch, you'll need to install it on your system. Make sure you have Python installed, as PyTorch is a Python library. You can install PyTorch using pip or conda, depending on your preferences and system configuration.
Once installed, you can use PyTorch in your Python scripts and Jupyter notebooks. Before diving into writing code, it's important to understand some basic concepts and terminology. Tensors, which are similar to NumPy arrays, are the fundamental data structure in PyTorch. Neural networks are collections of interconnected neurons, or nodes, that process information. The torch.in library represents neural networks in PyTorch.
When writing your first PyTorch code, here's a simple example to get you started.
This example creates two tensors. X and I performs an addition operation and prints the result. It demonstrates the basic syntax and operations in PyTorch.
As beginners, there are some common pitfalls to be aware of when working with PyTorch. One common mistake is forgetting to pass tensors to the correct device, CPU or GPU, for computation. Another is not properly setting the random C for reproducibility. It's important to pay attention to these details to ensure accurate and consistent results.
With these basic steps and concepts, you should now have a good starting point to begin your journey with PyTorch and further your understanding in the world of machine learning and artificial intelligence.
Now, let's dive into the main points of the article. The first point is about PyTorch tensors. Tensors are the fundamental data units in PyTorch, similar to arrays or matrices. They represent scalars, vectors, matrices, or higher dimensional data and are used for all computations in PyTorch.
Tensors can be processed on both CPUs and GPUs, which makes PyTorch very powerful. The basic tensor operations are similar to those in NumPy, but optimized for deep learning models.
To create tensors, you can convert lists or NumPy arrays into tensors. Additionally, PyTorch provides functions to create random tensors, which are often used for model initialization. You can also create empty tensors and fill them with data later.
It's also important to understand the concept of dimensionalities in tensors to avoid errors in calculations. Make sure the dimensionalities of your tensors are correct to ensure accurate computations.
Another important concept is backpropagation. This may seem complex at first, but it's crucial to understand it well in order to train models effectively. Backpropagation is the process of computing gradients with respect to model parameters, which is essential for optimization and training of deep learning models.
Moving on to GPU acceleration with tensors, one of the great strengths of PyTorch is its ability to perform computations on graphics processing units, GPUs, to boost speed. To run tensors on the GPU, you need to ensure that your hardware supports a GPU and that PyTorch is properly configured. You can easily move tensors to the GPU using the CUDA method.
Using tensors on the GPU can significantly speed up your computations and is an essential part of training deep learning models.
Now that we have covered the basics of PyTorch tensors, let's move on to building neural networks with PyTorch.
Neural networks are the foundation of machine learning and artificial intelligence, and PyTorch provides a powerful platform for designing and training these networks. In this section, we will discuss the definition and training of a simple neural network, customizing network architectures, visualizing and debugging models, using pre-trained models, and transfer learning.
To define a neural network in PyTorch, you use the torch.in library. You can define layers, activation functions, and the forward pass of the network. Once the network is defined, you instantiate it and define an optimizer to train the network. Then you can train the network with your data using a loop.
Customizing network architectures is another important aspect. PyTorch provides flexibility to add, remove, or modify layers to meet the requirements of your task. This allows you to create complex models tailored to specific problems.
Visualization and debugging are crucial when developing neural networks. PyTorch offers tools for visualizing models, such as displaying the network structure or plotting training curves. Debugging involves checking loss functions, identifying overfitting, and debugging code.
Transfer learning is a technique where pre-trained models are applied to new tasks. In PyTorch, you can download pre-trained models from various sources and customize them for your own tasks. This saves time and resources in model development.
With PyTorch, you can easily use pre-trained models and customize them for your own tasks, making the development of deep learning models much easier.
Now that we have covered building neural networks with PyTorch, let's move on to data processing in PyTorch.
Effective data handling is an essential step in developing machine learning models. PyTorch offers extensive features for data processing and preparation. In this section, we will discuss loading and pre-processing data, data augmentation techniques, data loaders and batching, and handling different data formats in PyTorch.
Loading data is the first step in creating a training or testing data set for your model. PyTorch allows you to load data from various sources, including files, datasets, and APIs. You can load image data using the TorchVision datasets. Image folder class, for example.
Pre-processing data involves tasks such as normalization, cropping, scaling, and other transformations to prepare the data for the model. PyTorch provides a variety of transformations that can be applied to the loaded data. For example, you can use transforms, resize to resize images and transforms, TensorFlow to convert images to tensors.
Data augmentation is a technique where new data points are artificially generated by randomly transforming existing data points. This helps reduce overfitting and improve model performance. PyTorch makes it easy to apply data augmentation transformations.
Data loaders and batching are important for handling large datasets. A data loader in PyTorch facilitates loading and managing data batches, which is particularly important when working with large datasets. You can create a data loader using the torch.utils.data, data loader class.
Different data formats are supported in PyTorch, including images, text, time series, and more. Depending on your specific task and data set, you can use the appropriate loading and pre-processing functions. For example, you can use the TorchText package to process text data or use specialized libraries to handle audio or time series data.
With PyTorch, you can load, pre-process, and prepare data for training your models from various sources and in different formats. This allows you to be flexible and adapt to the requirements of your specific machine learning and artificial intelligence tasks.
Now that we have covered data processing in PyTorch, let's move on to training and optimization.
Training and optimization of neural networks are crucial steps in developing models in machine learning. PyTorch provides a powerful platform for these tasks. In this section, we will discuss loss functions, optimizers and learning rate scheduling, monitoring and evaluating training progress, and techniques to prevent overfitting.
Loss functions measure how well the model fits the training data. PyTorch offers a variety of loss functions for different tasks, such as classification and regression. For example, you can use the NinProcEntropy loss function for classification tasks.
Optimizers are responsible for updating model parameters during training. PyTorch offers a variety of optimizers, including SGD, ADAM, and RMSprop. The choice of optimizer and setting the learning rate are crucial for the success of your training.
Monitoring and evaluating the training progress is important. PyTorch provides ways to log metrics and implement early stopping strategies to optimize training. You can use frameworks like TensorBoard for monitoring or implement logging functions to track metrics and visualize the progress.
To prevent overfitting, there are various techniques such as regularization, dropout, data augmentation, using smaller models, and early stopping. The choice of techniques depends on your specific task and data set.
With these concepts and techniques, you can effectively train and optimize models in PyTorch to achieve good performance on your machine learning and artificial intelligence tasks.
Next, let's move on to the deployment and production of models developed in PyTorch.
Deployment and production of models developed in PyTorch are crucial steps to harness the power of machine learning systems in real-world applications. In this section, we will discuss exporting PyTorch models, integration with other frameworks and platforms, best practices for model deployment, and considerations for scalability and performance.
Before you can deploy a PyTorch model in production, you need to export it so that it can be used by other systems or applications. PyTorch provides the ability to export models to the ONNX, Open Neural Network Exchange, format, which enables interoperability between different deep learning frameworks.
Integrating PyTorch models with other frameworks or platforms is an important step in model deployment. Some common approaches include using TensorFlow serving to import PyTorch models and serve them as a REST API, containerization with Docker and orchestration with Kubernetes for efficient scaling and management, and using specialized frameworks for edge deployment on IoT devices.
When deploying models in production, there are best practices to consider. These include versioning your models for traceability and maintainability, implementing logging and monitoring to track performance and health of your models, ensuring appropriate security measures are in place to protect your model and data, and automating deployment steps to increase efficiency and reduce human error.
Scalability and performance considerations are also important when deploying models in production. This includes load balancing and scaling your deployment system to handle varying loads, optimizing your models and systems for fast inference speeds, especially in real-time applications, and monitoring resource usage to efficiently manage your deployment.
With careful planning and implementation, you can ensure that your PyTorch models work efficiently and reliably in production environments. By following the steps and considerations mentioned above, you can successfully deploy your models in real-world applications.
Now, let's move on to the future of PyTorch.
PyTorch has become one of the most popular and influential deep learning libraries and will continue to play a significant role in the field of machine learning and artificial intelligence. In this section, we'll discuss the future development of PyTorch, emerging trends and applications, and the role of PyTorch in the AI landscape.
The PyTorch community is actively involved in research and development to continuously improve the library and keep up with the latest advancements in machine learning. Ongoing research and development initiatives include efficient models, automated machine learning techniques, explainability and fairness, and more.
PyTorch will play a key role in implementing emerging trends and applications in machine learning and artificial intelligence. Some of these trends include generative models for generating realistic images, text, and music, reinforcement learning for applications in robotics, autonomous vehicles, and game agents, natural language processing for translation, sentiment analysis, chatbots, and medical imaging for diagnosis and analysis of medical images such as X-rays and MRI scans.
PyTorch will continue to be a platform for researchers and developers to explore and implement new ideas and innovations in machine learning. It will also play a vital role in education and training to teach the fundamentals of machine learning to aspiring AI experts.
PyTorch is widely used in various industries, from healthcare to automotive, to develop AI solutions for real-world applications. Its active and growing community will contribute to continuously improving the library and providing new tools and extensions.
In conclusion, PyTorch is a powerful deep learning library that has established itself as a preferred choice for deep learning enthusiasts, researchers, and developers. Its significance extends across various aspects such as flexibility and simplicity, research and innovation, education and training, production deployment, and an active community.
We encourage you to continue exploring and learning in the world of machine learning. Take advantage of the resources and tutorials available in PyTorch and other deep learning libraries to deepen your knowledge. Experiment with your own models, stay up to date with the latest developments in the field, share your knowledge with others, and continue on your exciting journey in the world of deep learning and artificial intelligence.